2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. In a few minutes, KSL 5, Jeremiah Jensen is going to join us in studio. And we'll likely... Well, it's a three-way discussion. I'm trying to put this well, because we always end up kind of yelling at each other.
It's brawlish a little bit.
Yes. Speaking of brawl, I'm just going to let you know right now, Kansas and Kansas State... I haven't seen a brawl like this.
No, this is like the Knicks and whoever else.
So Kansas is winning this game. It's there. It's at Kansas's field house there. What's it called? It's like the whatever the field house is. It's got the Jayhawk in the middle of the court. End of the game. Kansas is up 81-59. It's 2 seconds left. The ball goes out of bounds on just kind of an innocuous, like the Kansas State player going up for just a, you know, to make it just to play hard by the end of the game. And it ends up being a brawl into the hoop. Somebody picks a chair up. It turns into WWE pretty dang quick. And it's going to be a lot of film to break down, Scott. Well, it's going to be a lot of like.
Yeah, but normally in those situations, Alex, people don't like they fake punch, right?
These
get like, and they're like, someone hold me back.
Right.
Because I'm
please,
not really. I'm
no,
not,
but please really
but these
hold
were
me back.
Like, no, we're going to, we're
Haymakers.
Swinging. Yes, this is
and
stomping
gonna,
on people when they're on the ground.
Yes, this is going to be one of those that you're going to have to go over the film 1,000 times and go right here. He picked up, he swung his fist right here. This guy, you're going to see a lot of players suspended in this. You're going to see, I hope you see the schools come down hard on this and go, look, I know that basketball's big business here in the state of Kansas, but we're going to punish all you guys who are part of this because this cannot be a part of the game. Like, just you, this is Malice in the Palace type stuff. You didn't have like fans necessarily. The fans were a part of it not by choice. It bled into that first six rows.
The fans were trying to get out of the way.
Right. It went into that first six rows,
like,
under the hoop.
Whoa, this is serious.
This is
like,
too
this
much.
Is way serious.
So anyway, that's one you got to go and find when you get home is that Kansas-Kansas State brawl. And I don't know, you be the judge. Kick some kids out of school for that. Why not? We got to get to this next part of the show here. It's our Trash Talk segment here on KSL's Unrivaled, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, they make junk disappear. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Scott, Patrick Mahomes with maybe the most – just an amazing play. And when I watched it happen in real time, we're watching it, and we're just – it was one of those hands-on-the-head moment, like, are you kidding me?
Drops back. Has long to try to make a diving. Tipped at Mahomes, who tiptoes inside the 10. Still not down. Oh, what a run! Out of this world! Touchdown, Kansas City!
There were 10 seconds left in the second half.
Yeah.
In the
21
second
seconds.
Quarter. 21 seconds left in the second quarter. It was a game-changing play, and it might have been – Just a game-changing play for the whole league.
So, a year ago, I did a series of podcasts on Helmets Off about these moments that have defined generations in the NFL. So you think of the Immaculate Reception and how it changed the fortune of the Pittsburgh Steelers, or the catch with the 49ers, and you think of the Tuck Rule where Tom
with
Brady
the Patriots,
and here it looked like. Really, the Raiders were a team that were going to kind of start a dynasty and go on a run of Super Bowls. And the minute I saw this play with Patrick Mahomes, because a year ago I said I believe Patrick Mahomes is the next generation of the NFL football. He's a guy that will kind of carry the torch, and he'll And he'll do some spectacular things because he had. I mean, just throwing the ball a year ago was phenomenal watching him play. But that play that he did was, to me, I think it was that ushering in a new generation of NFL football, and he's the guy carrying the torch. You think of the Kansas City Chiefs and how for 50 years they have just been in exile, and they've had really good teams, and they've had really good players, but they just couldn't find a way to get to that Super Bowl. And here is that guy that's kind of led them out of the darkness, like a lot of other players, Joe Montana and Tom Brady and some of these guys. And it just felt like it was that monumental moment for the Kansas City Chiefs and the NFL. And I think if you're in the NFL as a person who runs the league, or if you're a fan of the NFL, I love watching Patrick Mahomes play. I really do. I mean, and for me, that's what I get excited about, is this great quarterback play, and to watch him do the things that he did. I mean, because that what he did defies like what you're supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to get out of bounds. You're supposed to conserve time. And he just instinctively goes.
That's the thing. In the NFL, the clock just goes.
Right. And he just said, no one cuts back to the middle. Like, it's a cardinal sin to cut back to the middle.
Here's how he explained it, because if you think he just kind of got lucky, this is a guy who's not only making that play and not only making an amazing play, he's doing it with a full head of exactly what is going on.
I broke it. I was thinking about just running out of bounds. And as I got to the sideline, I realized that I could cut up. And I was running down the sideline. And I knew we had two timeouts, so I was like, I might as well try to cut it back. And so I cut it back, and luckily I was able to hang on to the ball and get in the end zone.
Luckily, I was able to hang on to the ball.
He was,
and make the most amazing play. They're stripping at him. They're everything. I mean, the guys who couldn't keep him out of the end zone, nobody was going to keep him out of that end zone
point. In past times, you think of some players who have fumbled as they're going in to score. It just felt like the football gods were on the side of the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid. And I think if there's a coach in the NFL who is so beloved and has been snake bitten so many times, I mean, the number of NFC championship games he's been to, and now he's finally balancing itself out a little bit, and he's able to get back to a Super Bowl. And hearing Patrick Mahomes, because it's like, what do you mean? I just knew I could cut it up, because the guy was coming right at him.
Right.
And there was just this little – most quarterbacks don't think to have hesitation when you're running to the sideline, because you know people are going to rip your head off.
What other quarterbacks
you don't just stop and then kind of stop and start again.
He could at any point –
and it was a brilliant move.
I know. If any point in the play, he had gotten out of the pocket, he's about to run toward the sideline, and he runs out of bounds at any point, you would have not said a thing about it. You would have said, nice play.
Great.
Picked up the first down, got the first down, nice play.
The field goal.
If he would have got past the first down marker – slid and then got up and clocked it, you would have gone, nice play.
He'd have to call timeout or whatever.
You go, nice. Okay, great. He's a heads up play by the guy. Yeah. But he cut in and everyone's looking at him going, okay, what's going on here? And he starts dragging people into the end zone. When you have these high numbers that are coming at you, you know, your 90s and your 95s and a couple of linebackers coming at you trying to slap at the ball, he pushed his way into that end zone. And I just remember thinking, this is an insane play. And the idea of this guy being the future of the NFL, I'm telling you that the NFL needs Patrick Mahomes to win the Super Bowl to really, really make a difference, I think. I think for him to solidify that and for him to and what the NFL needs the most is for the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes to really take over whatever a dynasty was that the New England Patriots had, because we love dynasties, even though we say we hate them. We want to see a team do really, really well, and that's that. Hopefully, is the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not even a Chiefs fan.
When you have a quarterback who can play that intuitive and instinctive, a lot of it has to do with how well he's been coached and the freedom he's been given by Andy Reid, and that's something that's unusual in the NFL.
Let's take the break. We'll argue about it with Jeremiah Jensen next when he comes in the studio about the future of the NFL. Also, the Hall of Fame votes are in. Derek Jeter and Larry Walker are in. But somehow Jeremiah found a way to complain about it. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unravel on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America.
but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.